Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jungle subsign routing system in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices only, and we're doing it the advanced way, not as a single bass patch, but as a routed bass ecosystem that supports the drums, shapes the phrase, and gives the drop real weight. So the mindset here is important. In drum and bass, especially darker jungle and rollers, the sub is not just an extra layer sitting under the synth. It is part of the arrangement. It's what locks the groove together, what makes the breakbeat feel heavier, and what gives your drop that oh yeah, this is a system kind of energy. We're going to build three parts: a clean mono sub, a movement-heavy mid-bass, and a bass bus that glues everything together. Then we'll shape the phrasing so the bass actually answers the drums instead of just playing over them. First, set up your session around 170 to 174 BPM if you want that authentic jungle pace. Create three MIDI tracks and name them clearly: sub, mid-bass, and bass bus. Naming matters more than people think, because when you start automating and resampling, clarity saves you from making a mess. On the sub track, load operator. This is going to be your pure foundation. Initialize it, then make sure only oscillator is active, set to a sine wave. Turn off the extra oscillators, noise, and anything that adds unnecessary movement. We want this thing disciplined. Think of the sub as the weight-bearing beam of the track. Now set the envelope so the notes hit cleanly. A very fast attack, around 0 to 5 milliseconds, and a release somewhere in the 80 to 180 millisecond range depending on whether you want short punchy notes or slightly smoother tails. Keep the level sensible. You do not need the sub screaming. In fact, if the sub is too loud, the whole mix starts losing shape. Let the kick and snare breathe. For the MIDI, keep the sub mostly in the F1 to G-sharp 2 range. That's a sweet spot for deep DNB fundamentals. Write a line that is rhythmically interesting but harmonically simple. Root notes on the downbeat work great. Add short pickup notes before the snare. Maybe a little octave jump if the arrangement has space, but don't overdo it. In jungle, short note lengths often feel better than long sustained notes because they leave room for the break to do its thing. This is a huge compositional point. If the drum pattern is busy, simplify the sub. If the drums are sparse, the sub can be a little more conversational. Always think in terms of frequency roles and rhythm roles, not just sound design. Next, build the MID bass track. This is where the movement lives. Load wave-eatable if you want a more aggressive, modern Reese character, or use operator if you want something more surgical and FM-driven. Either way, this layer should carry the attitude, the grit, and the motion. A good starting point in wave-eatable is a saw-based source or a harmonically rich wave-eatable, with the second oscillator slightly detuned. Keep the detune subtle. We want movement, not trance. You can add a touch of unison, but keep stereo spread under control because anything below the low mids can get messy fast. Then shape the tone with a filter. Band pass or low pass both work depending on the mood. Moderate resonance, and automate the cutoff across the phrase. You might move it roughly between 120 Hz and 1.2 kHz, depending on how open or closed you want the section to feel. Add a bit of drive and wave-eatable if you want more aggression, maybe in the 5 to 20% range. If you want more swirl, you can add chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, but keep it subtle. The goal is not to make this sound like a giant separate synth lead. It's a bass organism. The sub does one job, the mid does another, and together they feel like one instrument. Now let's talk about the MIDI phrasing, because this is where a lot of jungle bass lines either become powerful or fall apart. Don't just write notes in a loop. Make the bass talk to the drums. A strong pattern might hit on beat 1, leave a small rest before the snare, then answer on the end of 2 or the end of 4. You can also create a pickup into the next bar. That call and response feeling is classic jungle and roller writing. The bass isn't constantly filling every gap. It's leaving windows for the break, then stepping in at the right moment. Try this as a simple two bar idea. Bar 1 hits root notes on beat 1 and beat 3, then bar 2 adds a short pickup before the snare. That little bit of space makes the groove feel intentional. It also gives your later automation somewhere to land. At this point, group the sub and mid bass tracks into a bass bus. This is where the whole low-end system gets glued together. On the group, add EQ 8 first. If you need cleanup, do only the gentlest high pass possible, and usually only if there's some unwanted rumble. Be careful here. You do not want to accidentally thin out the foundation. After EQ 8, add saturator. A small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, is often enough. Soft clip can help contain peaks and make the bass feel denser without destroying it. Then add glue compressor with a gentle ratio, maybe 1.5 to 2 to 1. A slow attack, medium release, and only a few dB of gain reduction. The idea is cohesion, not squashing. If the track needs a little more bite, drum bus can work, but use it carefully. Keep the drive low and don't overcook the boom. Think character, not destruction. In drum and bass, too much bus processing can blur the sub and steal definition from the kick. Now let's handle low-end discipline. Keep the sub mono. That's non-negotiable. If you want the low end to hit properly in clubs and in mono checks, you can use utility on the sub track and set width to zero if needed. On the mid bass, you can allow more width, but only above the fundamental range. Use EQ8 to high pass the mid layer somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz, adjusting by ear so the sub owns the bottom. Check mono regularly. If the bass falls apart in mono, that's a sign your mid layer is carrying too much essential low information. And in this genre, that will absolutely show up on a big system. Now for the arrangement and automation. This is where the route becomes composition. Automation in DNB should feel like punctuation. You don't need every parameter moving all the time. In fact, restraint usually sounds heavier. Automate the mid-bass filter cutoff, maybe the drive amount on saturator or wavetable, and possibly the wet-dry of any modulation effect you're using. You can also automate EQ frequency or brightness to help sections open up. A strong structure might look like this. In the intro, only hint at the filtered mid layer. During the build, slowly open the filter and add a little harmonic drive. On the drop, bring in full sub and mid. Then maybe at bar 9 or bar 17, mute the sub for half a bar or a full bar. That little vacuum makes the return hit way harder. It's one of the oldest tricks in the book, because it works. You can also create a one-bar switch-up with a higher octave bass fill or a tiny pitch move on the last note. Don't overcomplicate it. A few meaningful changes across an 8 or 16 bar phrase are usually more effective than constant motion. Here's a teacher tip. If the bass line feels sluggish, edit the note lengths before you add more processing. A lot of the time, tighter MIDI solves the problem faster than another plugin ever will. Commit early to your note length choices. Shorter notes often give you more groove and more space for the drums. Once the route is working, consider resampling it. Record the processed bass bus to a new audio track internally. This opens up a ton of options. You can chop transients, reverse tails, turn a single bass hit into a fill, or consolidate a cool moment into a new phrase. That's especially useful in jungle, where a short resampled bass stab can become part of the arrangement instead of just looping underneath it. Resampling also helps you commit. Sometimes the best move is to stop endlessly tweaking the synth and start arranging the audio. That's usually where the track becomes real. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the sub too wide or too complex. Don't let the mid bass own the low end. Don't automate everything just because you can. Don't use long sub notes if they're blurring the drums. And don't slam saturation so hard on the full bass bus that you lose the kick and snare definition. One more pro approach. Keep a clean version of the route. Duplicate the bass group and save one with minimal processing. That gives you a fallback if your heavier version gets too blurred or too modern. Sometimes the clean version ends up being the one that actually works best in the mix. If you want to push this even further, try splitting the mid-bass into two zones later on. One layer can focus on lower harmonics, and another can carry a brighter attack. Or try different rhythmic masks across sections. Maybe one section uses the full pattern, another only triggers the first note of each bar, and another uses fill notes only. That creates variation without rewriting the bass line from scratch. And finally, remember the big picture. In dark jungle and rollers, the bass should feel dangerous, but it should also leave space. The breakbeat is the loud rhythmic personality. Your bass route is there to support it, answer it, and make it feel bigger. So for your practice exercise, build a two-bar DNB phrase at 172 BPM. Keep the sub pure with operator. Write 3 to 5 notes, include at least one rest before a snare, and add a pickup into bar 2. Then build the mid layer with wavetable, detune it slightly, filter it, and copy the same MIDI with shorter note lengths and one extra passing tone. Group it all to a bass bus, add EQ8, saturator, and glue compressor, then automate the mid filter so bar 2 opens up more than bar 1. Resample it and listen back with a chopped break. If the bass feels like it's answering the drums, if the low end stays centered, and if the second pass hits harder than the first, you're doing it right. That's the route. Clean sub, animated mid, controlled bus, and phrasing that works with the break instead of against it. That's how you get a jungle sub sign that feels alive.